USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I watched those senators on the Democrat side, and I thought it was a disgrace, and partially because I know them. I know them too well, and you know what? They are not angels.
President Trump goes after Senate Democrats who he believes are hypocrites. The president's comments as he takes questions from reporters in Washington, D.C. about the status of the Brett Kavanaugh investigation.
I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
Trump also mentioning Connecticut Senator Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who lied about serving in Vietnam.
He lied about Vietnam. He didn't just say, hey, I went to Vietnam. No, no. For 15 years, he said he was a war hero. He fought in Da Nang province. We call him Da Nang Richard. Da Nang. That's his nickname. Da Nang. He never went to Vietnam.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
It's been a year since the Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay, the gunman killing 58 people at a country music concert from the windows of his hotel room. More than 800 people hurt. Nevada Governor Republican Brian Sandoval.
We cried, we grieved, and we resolved to become Vegas strong. And 1 year later, we are Vegas stronger.
Turning to USA Business News now, concerns over the world's oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran, pushing the national average for gas up to $2.87 a gallon. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. That's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral. But at $2.87, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you believe the polls, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz reportedly in a close race against his Democratic challenger, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A debate was set to take place Sunday between Senator Ted Cruz and his challenger Beto O'Rourke. Now, the debate was postponed due to all the craziness going on in Washington, D.C. regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Meanwhile, back in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says folks who want to raise taxes don't usually get elected in Texas.
Texans are hostile to any candidate who's talking about raising their taxes. Texans are hostile to anybody talking about having big government programs run their lives. We are independent Texans. We want to chart our own course without the federal government intruding more into our lives. And as a result, the more that is exposed, the more that Beto O'Rourke is going to continue to sink.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. has a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
During an event in the Rose Garden, President Trump says the U.S. Mexico-Canada agreement will create jobs while opening markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers.
Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. But for 25 years as a civilian, as a businessman, I used to say, how could anybody have signed a deal like NAFTA?
Congress will still need to sign off on the new trade deal, and that might not happen till next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.